Can I get the kids to come up here? Please? And I would like to invite anyone that is young at heart to come up here too. Or stay there, whatever. All right. Okay. Relax. Relax. Now, Jesus was a really interesting guy. We know a lot about Jesus, and we know it from three books. Anybody know what they're called? They're called the Gospels. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And pretty much everything we know about Jesus comes from one of those stories. Here's a grown-up word. I wonder if any of you guys have ever heard of it. Influencer. You ever heard of that? Yeah, maybe. You probably kind of have an idea what it means, right? Somebody that influences us, somebody that has influence on, maybe on the whole culture. And you know, I bet you know what influencers are because I bet you watch TV sometimes. And I bet once in a while you go on the internet. Maybe more than once in a while. So can you think of people that you hear or see who you would describe as an influencer? Someone who makes a difference? Taylor Swift, maybe? No. Donald Trump, maybe? No. Some celebrity that you can think of? Well, anyway, there's influencers all around us. We are constantly bombarded by people who are trying to influence us, and that they're usually trying to get us to do something, right? Now, the other big influencers in your lives, I would venture to guess, are your parents, your teachers, and your friends. I would include in that group my children. These are the people who have a direct influence on our lives. They're helping us to grow up. They're helping us to know the right thing to do. Hopefully, the right thing to do. Well, Jesus was an incredible influencer. And that's why we are still here today, right? That's why we're here in this church today, is because Jesus made a huge impact on the world, even before the internet. Imagine that. And we are here because Jesus is still influencing our lives. But when we think about the people who influence us, our parents, our teachers, our friends, what are they usually trying to tell us? They're usually trying to tell us to do something. I think back to when I was raising my kids and they were your age, I have to think that all they ever heard from me was, do this, do that. Wait, don't do that, do this. But Jesus is trying to tell us it's something different today. He's not trying to tell us to do something so much as he is to trying to tell us to relax. We don't often hear that, do we? How often do you guys hear, relax? Don't worry, don't do anything. Just relax. I don't hear that often enough. I don't tell myself that often enough. I think we need to hear it sometimes, and I think that's what Jesus is telling us today. You know, we live in a world where everything is counted, right? Attendance at school, attendance in church. We'll write down the numbers in the register at the end of this. Not names, don't worry, not names, just numbers. Play dates, trips up Snow King maybe, how many runs we ski or how many vertical feet we might ski, scores at our soccer, lacrosse, you name it, football games. And we live by schedules. We live our lives by schedules, don't we? And that's just another way of counting things. It's another way of counting hours and days and months and years. And those are important things, right? To live by a schedule, it's how we get things done, and it's also how we reach our goals. But I don't know about you guys, but sometimes these really tight-packed schedules make me feel a little anxious. I don't know if you sense that sometimes or not. I mean, I've got list upon list upon list of things to do coming up so I don't forget them so that I can... And school's about to start too. Well, no, not quite about to start. Let's not rush things. You've got, what have you got, 3 more weeks till school? Something like that. And then you're going to start living your lives according to schedules once again too. So, relax. Relax. Take a deep breath. Take another one. Does that feel good? That might be what God feels like. Let's try one more. Does feel good, doesn't it? Or does it just feel silly? Little of both, I know. So, you know, Jesus' message today is relax. But Jesus' big message is that you are loved. And our big message here at this church is that God is love and that God is in every one of us. And that'll never be taken away. Here's another word. Ever heard of FOMO? No? You've heard of it. What's it mean? You heard of it, Catherine? What's it mean?
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Can you relate to that? Well, I can. That means always feeling like something way better, something way cooler is happening somewhere else. Not here, not where I am, not in this moment, and that I'm missing out. Well, Jesus comes right out and says it in this version of the gospel that we heard today. He says, "You're my dearest friends. Don't be afraid of missing out." But that's not easy, is it, sometimes? Sometimes it's kind of natural and easy to wonder if something better is going on somewhere else. Like maybe right now. I don't know. But but anyway, it's hard sometimes for us to just sit and be. And why do you think that is? I've got an idea. Because it's boring. To just sit and to just be. It can be boring. And that is a good thing. might not feel like a good thing, but sometimes it's really good to just sit and be bored. Not that I'm saying, because that's where we might be able to find God, is when we're not always preoccupied with other things. Now, I don't think God is boring. I wouldn't be here today if I thought God was boring. I think God's really exciting. And the reason that I think that is because I never can predict for sure where God's going to take me next. Just when I think I've got it all figured out, God always shows up and surprises me. So get bored once in a while and see what surprise God might have in store for you. The end of this story, Jesus says, don't get slovenly and careless. Stay awake. Unless you need a nap, then take a nap. Just when you least expect it, God's great surprise will show up. And who doesn't like a surprise? Cool? And the congregation says, cool! Amen. Thanks, guys. Yeah.